Cowabunga! Welcome everybody to the inaugural episode of Full Price for Late Pizza, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast. So I am your host, Mike McGee, and I wanted to just take this opportunity here with this first episode to give you a sense of who I am and why I decided to create a podcast centered around my all-time favorite media franchise, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. First things first, I proudly wear my nerd badge on my sleeve. I enjoy a whole bunch of different types of media and pop culture stuff out there, ranging from the more science fiction oriented to superheroes and comic books to actually just really compelling, say, narratives in all different kinds of genres, be they dramas or mysteries, fantasy, thrillers, things like that. I'm a big movie nut. In fact, I'm kind of making this podcast in conjunction with keeping a YouTube channel going where I delve more into, say, filmmaking, video essays, reviews of movies, and other pop culture items on there. I've done a couple of Ninja Turtle-related videos in the past, and I actually have just gotten into the habit now of making my own short films or quote-unquote feature-length documentaries, and hope to continue to do so there as well. And I encourage you to check that out. If any of that sounds interesting to you, you can check it out at youtube.com/MikeMcGTV and follow me on Twitter at MikeMcGTV. But you're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about turtles. And this has actually been an idea I've been mulling over in my head for a while now. I finally just decided, you know what, especially in recent times, coming back to the Ninja Turtles franchise, revisiting things that I really enjoyed about either the comics from Mirage or the new IDW publications or the old school animated series or even some of the newer stuff. I've always found myself coming back to Turtles as sort of a coping mechanism, as this focus in my life where I can relax things and be able to just kind of really enjoy the ludicrousness, but also the heart that seems to be at the core of the Green Machine. With this first episode, I'll talk a little bit more about my introduction to Turtles. This podcast, I'm not going to necessarily have a really strict format for. It's not necessarily going to be something like, oh, you know, watch along, every episode is going to focus on a particular episode from the 1987 animated series or anything like that. It's going to be very open. There are times I'll get into maybe specific episodes from the animated series or any other of the animated series, because I do love other iterations of the Turtles. There's going to be times I'm going to focus on story arcs and all the different comic publications. There's going to be times maybe that I might even, you know, fanboy out a lot about my all-time favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie from 1990, as well as the other films. And I might bring along some guests from time to time to talk about this stuff. It's not going to be, you know, a chronological sort of journey. It's just going to kind of be whatever comes to mind for me that I want to talk about passionately when it comes to Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo. Hopefully I can keep this on a semi-regular basis. I'm hoping to have a new episode out every other week, perhaps, just to give me some time to think of a topic or see if I can get a guest on to help out with the topic. But yeah, it's hopefully just going to be a fun journey, because I want this to be a little bit more of a personal exploration of my fandom with regards to Turtles and the role that they've played in my life, not just from an early age and upbringing, but also how I now look at the franchise as an adult, as very much older and, you know, gone through some life experiences, gone through my fair share of ups and downs, and how the camaraderie, I guess, or the distinct sort of unique bond of fellowship and brotherhood that I feel the core group of characters represents, how that has helped me kind of maintain a semblance of fellowship and camaraderie in my own life. The Turtles means that much to me. I'm a fan of a lot of other, say, comic book superhero properties. I enjoy Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, all those characters. But for me, it always just seems to come back to Turtles. And I felt like I finally needed to give that a voice. This is probably going to be one of the shorter episodes. I tried to be aware of how long and how at breath I can get into a topic. So hopefully episodes won't be longer than an hour. Sometimes they might go over if I'm doing like a feature length commentary or I have just engaging conversation with a friend or guest on the show. But we'll see when we get to those crossings, how those play out. So let me get into it here. What about Turtles? I hinted at a little bit, camaraderie, fellowship, and also what drew me into them to start with. I was born, I believe, a year before the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ever debuted in anything. In this case, the original independent comic book. So this franchise was growing and changing as I was starting to grow and change as well. And my first real exposure to TMNT, I believe, came in the form of the 87 cartoon. After it had, the initial 5-episode miniseries had been out, I believe it was on the cusp of kindergarten into first grade. And I was over at a friend's house. And there was, I think, a pool party or something going on. It was some big event in my friend's house. And my friend and I and a couple of our other friends, we went down into like the TV den area where they happened to own all the VHSs of that miniseries. I believe it was Heroes in a Half Shell, Hot Rodding Teenagers, and The Shredder Gets Splintered. Those three VHSs comprise that miniseries. So I was watching this video with my friends, and they'd probably already seen it, so they're very familiar with the show. And I have this really distinct memory of, in the last episode, the Shredder gets splintered, and they've won the day, sent Krang and the Shredder through the portal back to Dimension X. And at the very end, there are these news testimonials that April O'Neil is putting on Channel 6 where people have differing opinions about the involvement of the Turtles. Are they real? Are they just a hokey urban legend? Are they legitimate threats that the military will blow out of the sky at one point? And I just remember at the very end, they do their typical, like, I believe this isn't the last time we've seen or heard from Shredder or Krang. And either Raphael or Michelangelo says something to the effect of like, I bet we'll never hear a peep out of them. And on the TV, this very self-aware, you know, meta moment, what have you, says, coming up next, it's a real sci-fi classic, The Killer Brain from Dimension X. And all the Turtles immediately just take out their weapons and are yelling at the TV. It's meant to be, you know, this is lighthearted comedy, like, oh, give me a break, come on. My first exposure really to sort of the cheesy 80s, well, I guess that just happened sort of conclusion to a cartoon. And just that visual of all four turtles drawing their weapons, snarking and yelling at the TV, that's forever burned in my brain as being the switch on moment for me to this franchise. I don't know why, but something just automatically clicked for me with regards to those characters and that world after watching that miniseries. And from there on out, you could say I was pretty hyper-focused on the franchise for a handful of years. Very much anticipating the 1990 film when that was first announced. I'm going to own up to this. Went to the Coming Out of Their Shells tour when I was a little kid. My folks took me. Any community thing tangentially related to Turtles, I would want to be a part of. Went as Leonardo. Leonardo is my favorite turtle. I know, boring choice maybe for some of you, but I went as Leonardo for Halloween, and my mom, I remember, I love her for this to this day. She made me a homemade Leonardo costume that honestly I think is leaps and bounds more creative and effective than a lot of the stuff that was available at the time for, you know, purchasing in a Halloween store. And I love her still to this day for indulging my my tiny turtleized brain for that. Read all the comics, the Archie publications, went back to the original Mirage comics and discovered just how dark and satirical and gruesome that the original Turtles could be, but also how deep and meaningful their storytelling could be as well. How nuanced the characters actually could present outside of a Saturday morning cartoon format. And I'm not saying that the Saturday morning cartoon wasn't without nuance. Those were very clearly defined characters, very clearly defined personalities that obviously stand the test of time to this day, because this franchise is still going strong. No matter what permutations, pun absolutely intended there, no matter what permutations this property goes through, be it the highs of its heyday with the 80s and 90s, or the absolute, like, I feel truly cinematic endeavors displayed in the 1990 film, to, you know, even more recent stuff, like, say, the really enthralling and all-encompassing IDW run of comics that seems to be pulling all different aspects from Turtle history into one universe. I just love it all. I really invest in these characters, and I absolutely have a nostalgic blind spot for this franchise. Even with the Michael Bay produced Swamp Thing, toxic Avenger looking turtles, I'm forgiving of it. I still find things to enjoy about the 2014 and 2016 Bay Turtle movies. There are things I can absolutely see, like, I can see what they're doing here and appreciate. And my philosophy for several years now, as I've gotten older with this franchise, and as I see newer people and younger viewers and readers kind of become involved in this world and they discover their own version of the Turtles, I always say, it's Turtles. Just go with it, it's Turtles. Which means basically, I embrace the silly. I embrace the outlandish of it. I embrace the logic leaps. And I can embrace when the franchise falls short of even my very lowered expectations, because the payoff, I feel, is just more rewarding, because these are just characters that throughout all of that endure. No matter what quality show or comic or product the Turtles are involved with, they're still the Turtles, and their camaraderie and fellowship and brotherhood, that shines through everything. So that is, again, why I decided finally to take a chance here, put my voice out into the stratosphere of a myriad of different TMNT podcasts. Like, I tried to do my due diligence and make sure that there wasn't already a podcast that had this title. And there, I came across, like, so many really interesting and involved podcasts that absolutely I will be following along as well, now that I feel like I just want to keep this hobby and passion of mine for Turtles going in some form. And why this title? Why Full Price for Late Pizza? It's my favorite line from the 1990 movie, where Michelangelo says, "Wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza." I will find myself quoting that all the time out of the blue for no real reason. It's just a line that, I don't know, it tickles my funny bone a little bit. But also, that last part, I feel, speaks very true to who I am now and why I chose to do this. Full price for late pizza. I am paying my full price for being this late on exuding my fandom. This is something I feel I should have done years ago, or should have gotten started years ago. And it just took a couple of events going on in my life that required me to recall how the Turtles have helped me through some difficult situations in my life and difficult experiences, how having this franchise kind of to the side that I can tune in with every once in a while has been a positive distraction for me, has been one of my go-to pop culture coping tools. Like, whenever something involving Turtles comes across my feed, I can't help but smile a little bit. And I feel this is my podcast purgatory, so to speak, of paying back that franchise a little bit by trying to talk about and, you know, critique, give honest opinions on the many different facets of the Ninja Turtles media empire, I guess. So that's why the title choice, full price for late pizza. I don't mind paying this full price for this late pizza, this late deep dish dive into Ninja Turtles. And I hope all of you will enjoy the journey with me. I've got a couple of ideas and a couple of people in mind that I'm going to be pulling in over the next couple of episodes in the next few weeks. Like I said, it's not going to be a chronological sort of play-by-play of the franchise from its beginnings in 84 to current day. I'm going to be jumping around quite a bit to books, cartoons, movies, video games, toys, what have you. Just whatever kind of catches my interest that I would want to record and talk about it. And I hope that format is okay with all of you, that it isn't going to be, you know, like I said, chronological, that it's going to have a little bit of a looser kind of spur of the moment feel to it. And I can't wait to take this journey with everybody. Certainly, I can keep you all invested and perhaps even wrangle in some new turtle fans through exuding my enjoyment of this fab foursome. That's another property altogether. So please bear with me as I try to get this apparatus going. Like I said, every week or every other week, we'll see how consistently I can put out material. Please don't hesitate to check out more over at youtube.com/MikeMcGTV, where I've got some other turtle-related stuff. I used to do like these action figure like recreations of turtles stories in the style of different directors like David Lynch or Werner Herzog. I'm out there sometimes. I've done some movie reviews, some video essays on a lot of my other favorite media and film overall. And I have recently, again, dabbled into full-length or short films that are available to watch for free on there. So please go check that out. Subscribe to that. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at MikeMcGTV, where I'll probably be talking a lot about Ninja Turtles stuff on there, but also just random pop culture media hot takes, I guess. I don't really have that many hot takes. I just kind of go with the flow. Whatever is taking place in the world of nerddom or pop culture, I'll give it a cursory glance and then kind of be like, okay, how big a deal is this anyways? And I know stuff like Ninja Turtles or Marvel or what have you with the latest celebrity gossip, it's not earth-shattering stuff. But hopefully it's just an enjoyable distraction for all of you, like it's been an enjoyable distraction for me. So, a little bit of a shorter episode. I will probably be more in-depth when we get to specific topics and specific guests. Thank you all for listening. I'll work on an outro slogan, but until such time, I guess keep chowing down on that late pizza, everybody. Cowabunga.